desperate for you. You find me here, Lord, as you draw me near, surrendering all. Oh Lord, I'm surrendering all.
Last Sunday, so I'm going to the 15th chapter today. So if you'll go with me in your Bibles to the 15th chapter of Acts. But before I get into that, we want to release prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
We're going to ask a volunteer to release prayer. Brother Thurston, they looking at you. I was hoping one of the others would do it, but you ought to have seen our eyes filled on you, you know, like.
Dear Lord, I thank you for your midst. In my midst, I pray now for Sister Ann. Bless her leg to heal rapidly. Bless her to arrive safely. And give the doctors your wisdom. But she's failing her leg in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless her foot to heal quickly, O Lord. And Lord, I thank you for your comfort. I thank you for being in our midst tonight. I pray that you'll help us to do all that's in your heart.
Okay, the 15th chapter of Acts is, you know, when we talk about the book of Acts, the reason I chose the book of Acts to study because that is where the church is now. We are in the book of Acts. We are in action.
Amen.
The book of Acts, they call it the Acts of the Apostle, but truly it's the Acts of the Holy Spirit. Working through the apostles.
Yeah.
And that's what we need for the church now, is that the Holy Spirit work through us and do the acts that Jesus said that we will and can do. Now, I'm going to read some of the 15th chapter starting at the first verse. And a certain man which came down from Judea taught the brethren and said, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses, ye cannot be saved. You know what was going on in the 14th chapter? They were getting the Gentiles saved. They were getting people saved and set free. Now, nobody really dealt with these people until they got saved. And that's the way the enemy is. Mm-hmm. When you get saved and when you get on the Lord's side, then everybody wanting, you know. And so, these people came down just to teach them. Mm-hmm. Y'all are not saved. Trying to convince these people. You're not saved because you didn't do it Moses' way. But how many know Jesus brought in the new covenant? Mm-hmm. And these people were trying to keep them in bondage over the old covenant. Now, there's many things in our own life that people want to teach you that will keep you in bondage.
Yeah.
And not experience the goodness of Jesus and what he has provided, the grace and truth that he has provided. They'll tell you, you can't do this, you can't do, but if the word of God says, yes, we can. Mm-hmm. Now these people from Judah did not bother. These people that was trying to get saved or had gotten saved, not trying to get saved, they have gotten saved, and here comes the enemy,
yeah,
trying to teach them different. Says you're not saved unless you get it through Moses. We know the law came through Moses, but grace and truth came through where?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ. Now, let's look back at the Mountain of Transfiguration. How many knows about that? I have heard something about that. We call it the Mountain of Transfiguration, but actually it's the Mountain of Transfer.
Yeah.
Where the old covenant was transferred into the new. Mm-hmm. You know, we said transfiguration because we see the change that Jesus made, how he was changed. But really it's the Mountain of Transfer. Where transfer was going on, not transfiguration. Yes, that was included. He did change. And they saw the change. But the disciples didn't actually understand what was going on that mountain. All they seen it that was Jesus changed into different, and he glowed and all the... But what was going on that mountain? Moses and Elijah appeared. What was really going on that mountain was transfer. Mm-hmm. It was a transfer taking place. Mm-hmm. The law was being transferred. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, I talked to them about my death. Mm-hmm. On that mountain. He couldn't talk to his disciples because although they were disciples, they were good and they followed him and all this. Mm-hmm. They just was not up to par to discuss nothing like that with right then. Mm-hmm. Because Peter's saying, Lord, you don't have to die. You don't have to do this, you know. And that wasn't Peter, that was Satan. And Jesus recognized and he said, get behind me, Satan. Not Peter, but Satan. Because Satan is taking over your mind and telling me what I don't. I know for this cause, this is why I came. So it's the mountain of transfer. The old was being transferred to the new. And you said, why was the prophet Elijah was there then? Because the writer Hebrews said, God at sundry times in different manner spoke through the prophets. He said, now in these last days, Hebrews said, he's speaking through Jesus.
Yeah.
How many in these last days, last of the last day, that's who you're speaking through?
Yeah.
Jesus is speaking. Jesus is speaking. He's speaking a new covenant. Now let's see what they had the problem, what they wanted them to do. When therefore, the second verse, when therefore Paul and Barnabas, and no small decisions and disputation with them, they determined that Paul and Barnabas and certain other of them to go up to Jerusalem and unto the apostles and elders about this question. And being brought of their way by the church, they passed to Samaria. Now, what you know, here in the first, let's go back to the first verse. It says, except ye be circumcised after the manner of Moses. So what was the big question? Being circumcised.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was true during Moses' time. But on that mountain, that wasn't just a transfiguration. It was a transfer that was going on between Moses, Elijah, and Jesus. And these people that came down from Judea, they didn't want to shift. They didn't want to go into the new. God is going to take us into a lot of the new.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there are some people that ain't going to want to go,
mm-mm,
that don't want to shift.
Mm-hmm.
But here, it got into a strong, they was really disputing the people and Paul and Barnabas. And so they said, hey, stop it here.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go up to Jerusalem,
mm-hmm,
and ask the apostles, the one that helped with the foundation of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the foundation. Remember now, they didn't have these 66 books that we had.
Mm-hmm.
We are so blessed.
They didn't even have the Gospels.
They really didn't. They didn't have what we have before us.
Mm-hmm.
That's the reason we are really responsible,
yeah,
a lot more. Because we have it all.
Right.
We have it from Genesis to Revelation. So they had to go back to the guys that had set the foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And they went back to them and they asked them about this problem. Do these people have to be circumcised to be, do the Gentiles have to be circumcised to be saved? Now, if they had to be circumcised, it would put them back into bondage, because circumcision, that cutting off of the flesh, it ain't just, see, circumcision in the old covenant just cut off the flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It was an outer act to allow you to know that you were a part of God, that you were in the, he started off with Abraham, told him that you circumcised every male. And see, the problem is about this, a female would have been left out. What Jesus was doing in the new, he wasn't just cutting off the flesh. He was doing something on the inside.
Yes.
He did a work on the inside of us people.
That's right. New heart.
He circumcised the heart.
Amen. That's right.
And we receive that by faith. I mean, cutting off the four, as we read further here, they were saying, cutting off the outer is not gonna make any change spiritually.
Right.
God was trying to bring those people, Jesus is trying to bring us into a closer relationship with him. And the cutting off that wasn't going to do anything to bring them in closer. He wanted to do a work on the inside. The inside work. And so, where Barnabas and the other men, they decided, okay, we will go back to Jerusalem and we'll ask them there. And when they went back to Jerusalem to ask the apostles that had the foundation, that set the foundation from the beginning. Y'all got to remember, all this was new to them. They was going through new territory. I know you can look at them and say, you know, why do they dispute over that? But they were going through new territory, something that had never been. They had been taught all through the Old Testament. If you want to be in covenant with God, you got to do the circumcision. But how many know, ladies, in the Old Testament, we wasn't circumcised?
No.
We don't want to be left out in the new. Huh? So Jesus circumcised the heart. So they went up and they talked with them. And here, Peter had to present some strong cases to everybody to let them know. He had to take them back to Cornelius. Everybody remember Cornelius?
Yeah.
When Peter went to, Peter had to bring that in. Mm-hmm. He said, now I'm going to tell you, when Jesus sent me to Cornelius' house, as I spoke, the Holy Ghost fell on these people that were there. Mm-hmm. Now this was quite different from what we read from the other time when people wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. They had to go get Peter, them to lay hands on them. And they received the Holy Spirit. But Peter said, this didn't happen there. Said, I didn't have to lay one hand on them. Said, as I spoke the word of God, the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit fell on them. And these people spoke in tongues. He didn't have to lay hands on them. It was a work of the... Now, the Holy Spirit worked that way differently there because he knew Peter was going to need this at this hour to stand this case, to let them know that Jesus received these people without me even laying hands on them, without me doing... All I did was spoke the word, and the Holy Ghost itself felt on them. Just like the Holy Spirit felt on them at the day of Pentecost. At the day of Pentecost, nobody had to lay hands up because it was all new that first day. The Holy Spirit just came in with his entourage and made a noise and a wind and hallelujah. And, you know, he landed on them. And he said they had tongues of fire. Cornelius them had the same thing that happened to them. It was the Holy Spirit itself fell on them. Nobody had to lay hands and release the Holy Spirit on them for them to talk in tongues like they had did in previous chapter, if anybody wanted to receive the Holy Spirit. This was different because the Holy Spirit know that Peter needed to have this when this circumcision came up. He said, Jesus accepted them without them even being circumcised. You know? So he had to trailblaze through the new. But he had good evidence here. He had a good foundation. He had the word, what happened, how Jesus accepted them. The Holy Spirit fell on them without me even touching. I was just talking and the Holy Spirit just float and filled each of them. And that's what happened on the day of Pentecost. So Peter said, these people don't need to be circumcised. We don't need to put that burden on them to be circumcised. Because God has circumcised the heart. I don't have time to talk about the circumcision of the heart right now. But I'm talking to a lot of mature people that knows Praise God. In you, you're a new creature.
That's right.
When you allow the new creature to take over,
yeah.
You have to transform this outer mind that, hey, I'm a new creature. I don't have to do this. I'm a new creature. I don't have to walk this way. I'm a new creature. I don't have to talk this way. I'm a new creature. I don't have to live this way. I'm a new creature.
Yeah.
Live out of the new creature. But a lot of times we want to live out of the flesh. Like these people were comfortable living from the flesh. But remember, on the mountain of transfiguration, it was the mountain of what?
Transfiguration.
Ah. If you just take that away.
Oh, yeah.
Today. That's powerful. God bless you.